You're listening to SBS News.
The discovery of thousands of stone artefacts and animal bones in a deep cave in Timor Island has led archaeologists to reassess the route that early humans took to reach Australia. Researchers from the Australian National University, Flinders University, University College London and the ARC Centre of Excellence for Australian Biodiversity and Heritage dated and analysed the artefacts and sediment at the Lai Li Rock Shelter in central North Timor-Leste to pinpoint the arrival of the colonists. They detected a human arrival signature from about 44,000 years ago, suggesting there were no humans on the island prior to that time. SBS's Sophie Bennett spoke about the discovery to Sue O'Connor, Professor of Archaeology at the College of Asia in the Pacific at the Australian National University, and asked her why they started the excavation there and what they expected to find.
Well, Timor is one of the most proximal islands to Northern Australia, so it's always been regarded as a likely stepping stone island for people coming through the Wallacean archipelago to reach what was continental Sahul, which was New Guinea and Australia and the Aru Islands all joined. So Timor was on one of the biggest islands on the southern route, so it seemed like a very prospective place to begin researching. But for a long time, it wasn't possible because, well, Timor-Leste, for a start, was under Indonesian sovereignty, and it was impossible to do work there. When it opened up as an independent nation, I began work there with other people from the ANU in about 2000, so very right from the beginning. Lai Li, we excavated later. Like, first of all, we excavated sites at the east end of Timor where Portuguese teams had done some reconnaissance and found caves earlier. And then Lai Li is in central Timor near the village of Lalaya on the north coast. And we began work there at a later date and did this recent excavation to confirm some of our results. And again, Timor looked like it looked very prospective in terms of being on the southern route for potential migration of people coming into Australia. And it also looked like it would have very good preservation because it's got limestone caves, uplifted limestone terraces, which are close to the coast today, but they would always have been close to the coast. So if you think about Australia, we can't find out what early occupation was like on the coast because all those sites are now drowned because our northern coastline is so gently shelving that sites which were coastal 50,000 years ago are now hundreds of kilometres underwater, like they've all been drowned with sea level rise. Whereas Timor, the sites which were close to the coast 50,000 years ago are still within a few kilometres of the coast. So it looked like a really prospective place to investigate early human occupation. So that's why we focused on Timor and in particular Lai Li because it's really central and it's a very big site.
And can you sum up what you found through that?
Well, we found in our very first excavations, I only did a 1 meter test pit and it was quite difficult to tell. I think that was about 2014 and the site was quite deep, like almost 3 meters deep, and I was in a 1 meter test pit. So I got to the base, but there were lots of big rocks at the base and it looked like there was like sterile sandy, yellow sandy sediment beneath the big rocks. But I couldn't really get down to that because I was blocked by all these big rocks. So I thought maybe I have got to the very earliest occupation with sterile sediments beneath it. It wasn't really possible in that 1 meter test pit to tell whether that was the case. So we went back and did a much bigger excavation and we were able to open up, do a much bigger excavation, get all those rocks out that were blocking our access to the base and discover that, yes, we really did have sterile sediments. So what that shows us is our earliest occupation in that site is the earliest occupation. And given how big the cave is how it's right next to a river. It's in a very prospective location. We're arguing that our earliest occupation in that site is the earliest occupation in Timor and on the southern route, that we have the earliest dates, basically, give or take a few thousand years. Those dates are only about 45,000 years ago, which is nothing like the 65,000 we have for Major Baby in Australia. So what we're suggesting is, if the dates for Major Baby in Australia are correct, and not everyone, it's those dates are still disputed by some people, if they're correct, then that means people didn't take the southern route of migration, island hopping through Flores, Timor, and down to the northern Australian coastline. They probably took the northern route, Sulawesi and into Papua and down into what was the expanded Australian continent through what's now Torres Strait and then across into Arnhem Land, Major Baby, if that's the case, because our dates are real dates. We have sterile sediments. We can say people weren't here before about 50,000, 45 to 50. We have proved that by the micromorphology and other analytical techniques we've used. And when people did get there, the other thing we found is that we've got a really, really strong signature for first arrival of migrants coming into Timor. These aren't one or two people. These are the very lowest level of occupation at about 45,000 has dense hearths and thousands of stone artifacts. Most sites, when you find the lowest levels, you get half a dozen stone artifacts, just a mere, you know, handful of bones and stones to indicate that people were there. But we have this really, really strong arrival signature. So we're suggesting that when people did come through the southern route, so it must have been a later migration if Major Baby is correct, when they did come through, they were quite sizable groups of people, much larger than we usually envisage. So we've suggested purposeful migration, that people are actually moving from island to island in a purposeful way, exploring the new islands as they go.
And when you say stone artifacts, what are some of those tools and what are some of the signs of early human life specifically?
The stone artifacts, of which there are thousands, they're made on a very nice quality chert raw material, which is in like lots of different colours. There are reds and yellows and browns, and there are flakes which have retouch, which would have been used for a variety of cutting functions. Given that Timor-Leste at that time didn't have any large animals and most of the diet consisted of giant rats, which are now all extinct, there are no giant rats extant in Timor anymore, unfortunately. There were about six giant rats. One of them was as big as a cat, huge giant rats, and they actually were eaten. And we get burnt bones in the halves of these giant rats. But that's the biggest thing that there was in terms of terrestrial prey animals that there was on Timor-Leste in Timor at that time. Apart from that, most of the sites, including Lili, indicate that people were heavily reliant on coastal resources. So shellfish, urchins, sea urchins, crabs, and fish. So we have fish from the rivers, freshwater fish, fish from the sea, and also turtle. So they're very heavily reliant on marine resources. We don't think it's likely that they're using the stone tools for processing what was quite small game. People usually, and even today, cook that whole. You dig a hole, you put the animal in, you cook it, you eat it. You don't really need to butcher it or anything like that. And the work that has been done on the use wear on these stone artifacts by one of the authors indicates that they were probably used for processing organic materials, maybe like palms and things which you'd cut up to make baskets.
And you mentioned that it looks, because of the amount of artifacts you found, it looks like it was a deliberate, I guess, colonization of islands rather than people just stumbling across them. What's the significance of that?
Well, the rhetoric used to be that people reached Australia by accident and there were only a few people. And it was always said, it's remarkable that, the population actually survived in Australia because there must have been this very small colonizing group. But recent modeling papers and also this sort of evidence from sites like Lilley and Timor-Leste indicate that it's likely that early colonizing groups were not just a handful of people, that you're dealing with quite like probably whole family groups. And when I say like deliberate colonization, I don't think people were going, we've got to move on to the next island. I think it was a case with the islands in the Lesser Sundas. When you're on one island, you can see when you're on Ataoro, from Timor, you can see Ataoro. From Ataoro, you can see Alor Island. They're intervisible quite a long way away along the Sunda chain. Once you get to Timor, there's a big ocean crossing to get to Australia, which is another reason the models suggest people took the northern route, not the southern route. And our results really support that, support the northern route, not the southern route. That's one of the main significances of them. But yeah, it's quite likely that people who could see other islands thought that they would explore the resource zones on those other islands. Like you're in one place, you know what the resources are there, what the resources are like. They start to get a bit thin. When you go foraging, you on in good weather conditions decide to go out to the next island. That's what we sort of conceive of as purposeful exploration or colonization. They may have intended to go back, but then over time, family groups settled. If you think of a generation time being approximately 25 years, and our radiocarbon dates are dealing in thousands of years. Even the standard deviation on our dates is 500 years plus or minus 500 years. So you're talking about a lot of generation times for people to do these types of migration and settlement. So it's not instantaneous. It just seems like that because of the radiocarbon dates.
And just in a broader sense, are you able to say why it is important to study the roots of ancient humans and why we do this?
I think all people are fundamentally fascinated by their origins. They're really interested in, I mean, you've only got to get a paper on Neanderthals or Denisovans. Everybody is interested to know about when they emerged and whether people came through Europe, when they left Africa. Because Timor is so close to Australia, I think everyone in Australia is interested in the results of the islands to our north, what sort of occupation evidence we have. So I think one of the important things about the Timor results that we've just got from Lilley is that the sterile layers in the site show us that people weren't there 55,000 years ago. So they confirm for the first time that people probably took the northern route. Or it makes it much more likely because we don't have any evidence in Timor at that time. Of course, they were there 45,000 years ago. They may have come back. It may have been back colonization from New Guinea back through the southern Maluku Islands and into the Lesser Sundas. Because if people were really moving around the archipelago, which we think they were, in quite big numbers, you're not just going to get unidirectional colonization. People aren't going, Australia is that way. They would have been moving around to all the islands that they could see that were indivisible from where they were. Usually, when we excavate, we all the sites that we've excavated, and we've excavated over a dozen in Timor-Leste, other sites in Alor Island in Indonesia. When we get to the base of the site, the human occupation goes right to rock at the base of the site. So you never actually know, have you reached the oldest? Is this the oldest? Do you see what I mean? You get a date. It's a date of 42,000. But there could have been people in that cave previously, and that's just been removed by erosion or whatever. You never really know that you have that sort of terminus antequem. But whereas with Lyell, because we have the sterile unit, we can say people weren't here 55,000 years ago. And given how prospective the cave is, it's unlikely they were anywhere in Timor and by extension on the southern route at that time. So this is unusual to get that evidence demonstrating that there weren't people there at that time, and significant.